This is the North Pacific Fishery Management Council update. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council's advisory panel developed their recommendations for the council yesterday regarding the king salmon bycatch issue. The council is trying to decide if it will put a hard cap limit on Chinook salmon bycatch in the pollock fishery. But it's not as simple as deciding if the cap should be as high as 87,000 or as low as 29,000. It's about the little things. If the council decides to impose a cap, that limit is allocated to individual boats. Boats with more pollock quota have higher bycatch caps. Some of the smaller boats would be limited to about 50 salmon per year.
And it's possible with somebody with a 50 fish allocation of Chinook to catch it all in one tow, and totally by accident, you know, with the best of intentions. We call that a lightning strike.
John Gerber, who works for the pollock catcher vessel advocacy group United Catcher Boats, says the problem with caps is that one accidental lightning strike will stop a small boat from fishing the rest of the season.
But whenever a boat reaches its allocation, it must stop fishing until it can find an additional allocation through transfers. And one thing that happens as these caps get ratcheted down, the opportunity to find fish to transfer to you becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, so it becomes increasingly punitive to small vessels.
But small and large vessels alike would have the chance to increase their individual allocations through salmon savings incentive programs. For every 2.9 fish they catch less than their limits this year, next year they can catch an additional fish over their limit. They can save up fish from one year to the next as insurance for the next lightning strike. That is, if they choose to participate in the incentive programs. Those programs are optional, and the council cannot determine what exactly they involve. But Gerber thinks most will choose to join.
In an incentive plan, you know, people are going to always be thinking about where the bycatch is because they get a reward down the road for it. So these incentive plans are much better, and they're not really at the 68,000 fish hard cap. They're at the performance standard of 47,000.
Others don't see it that way. Becca Robbins-Gisclair is a member of the advisory panel and the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association. She tried and failed to get the panel to recommend a performance standard as well. She wanted the hard cap limit to be reduced to 38,000 Chinook if 38,000 was exceeded for 2 of 5 years.
There's no real means for the council to control which incentive programs eventually go in and what's comes through when this finally is put in place in 2011, and that's where the idea of a performance standard is really necessary if we're going to go forward with this, to make sure that there's some ground truthing of what the incentive programs are going to do.
Gisclair was trying to balance the needs of the pollock industry with the needs of the salmon fishermen in the Yukon River who depend on salmon for survival. For Gisclair, setting the hard cap at 68,000, even if the pollock fishermen never intend to hit that mark, is too high.
We're concerned that hitting 68,000 ever is really too high for salmon. It's the third highest number that's ever been hit in Chinook salmon bycatch. And to us, that's not something that you set as your limit. That's something far beyond.
But there's at least one thing that both Gisclair and Gerber agree on. Every fish counts. For Gerber, one fish could destroy the season for a small pollock boat. For Gisclair, one fish could save the season for a small subsistence family. The advisory panel is recommending that the council set a hard cap limit of 68,392 Chinook salmon. Boats that participate in incentive programs through intercooperative agreements will get larger allocations than those that choose not to. If a boat reaches its limit, it can try to trade for another boat's allocation. Likewise, an ICA can also trade. 70% of a boat's allocated bycatch is for use during the A season and 30 for the B. But if a boat still has allocation left from A, it can be used later. This recommendation will be presented to the council during the meeting. The council is expected to make a final decision by Monday. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman for KUCB.